93.1 WACV. That's really good.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport. The Senate easily approving a bill for emergency humanitarian aid at the southern border.
The $4.6 billion includes money for the Defense Department and Customs and Enforcement Agency that was stripped from a House-approved measure that passed with support almost entirely from Democrats. The House version also includes stricter requirements on facilities detaining migrants.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. President Trump blaming Democrats for the crisis.
The asylum policy of the Democrats is responsible because they will not change the asylum policy, but now for the first time, they're starting to talk about it.
The president before heading to Japan for the G20 summit. A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow closing down 11 points, the Nasdaq gaining 25, and the S&P 500 losing 4. This is Fox News.
Welcome back to Happy Hour, folks, and joining me now in the studio for a little while, he's had some car issues today. Well, he's been having car issues for months. Seth Spotlow, how are you?
I need to learn how to drive.
Yeah, man. Well, that last accident wasn't your fault.
Yeah, and neither was the one before that.
Yeah, just having bad luck.
Yeah.
Keep doing what you do, but you're on the road a lot.
I drive a lot, so the odds of me crashing are pretty high.
Yeah. You know, I was talking earlier about this divide in America media-wise. That a lot of people still watch your legacy media or your cable news networks, but I think folks our age are more and more getting into the podcast format.
Oh, yes.
And so it'll go on for like 2-3 hours some podcast without any interruption.
Yeah, I just got finished listening to the Rogan one that you were talking about yesterday.
Oh, the Bob Lazar, the guy who claims he worked at S4, or the site within Area 51, and worked on what is an otherworldly alien craft.
Man, it was really good.
Really good stuff. I plan on talking about that in more detail with Terry Adams tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it should be pretty good. I was fascinated by it, and he's actually, it seems like some of what he claimed in the early 90s, late 80s, it's been worn out. So it's an interesting discussion, this revisit his early story with new information.
Yeah, it seems like he wasn't lying too much.
Right. And who the hell knows?
Yeah, who knows? But I mean, his ideas are different and they're good.
It's a fun thing to talk about, even if it's not true. And if it is true, it's like
insane.
I mean, the most historic thing that's ever happened.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, this will be fun. Now,
it was totally 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
I listened to the whole thing.
And it was just straight through.
Yep.
Straight through. No interruptions, no commercial break. No, we only have so much time for you to give your answer, sir.
They sell you swag at the beginning and at the end.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's the new format so much these days, whereas with these presidential debates in particular, and these early ones where you have 24 people running, there'll be 10 people on each stage tonight and tomorrow night for the Democrats. And it's limited. 60 seconds to answer a question. If somebody mentions you, like, oh, Seth Spotlow, he's just a Nazi. Then, oh, Mr. Spotlow, you have 30 seconds to respond to somebody calling you a Nazi. Like, this is how stupid this stuff is. And, of course, people go overtime. You hear all sorts of dings and bings and doo-doo. Like,
not your turn anymore.
Yeah, it's it can be a little bit unwieldy when you have that many people on the debate stage. But I wanted to ask you, I mean, have you really ever watched any of these, like, presidential debates?
Nope.
Are you going to watch this year some?
Maybe.
I mean, I'm not expecting you to watch tonight's, but maybe when they get a little more important and less candidates, I'll invite you over. We need some pizza or something.
Yeah, man. I'll watch them with you so you can answer my stupid questions.
Well, and that's the fun thing, bringing people into the fold, because it really is a show. Politics is a symbolic fight over who's going to have power. It's not an enlightened discussion about complex issues.
Whoever's got the better answer wins.
Right. And the way I try to put myself in, like, the headspace of the American people is I don't try to view it as Joey, the guy who's, you know, big into political theory, or Joey, the guy who's in the middle of college and really sophomoric but very passionate about these issues. I tried to put myself in Joey, the guy who is 10 years old in 1999, watching Al Gore and George W. Bush debate. Remember Al Gore saying lockbox so often. And really, when I was 10 years old watching these debates, I was fascinated by it. But I was watching more like the style and like the oratory and like all the subtle cues and body language that people pick up on that are very important. Like, it's back to that old anecdote. The first time the presidential debates were really televised was JFK against Nixon. People who listened to the debate on radio thought Nixon won. People who watched the debate on television thought Jack Kennedy won. And it was because Nixon looked terrible under the television lights. They're hot and he's sweating. He didn't look comfortable at all. And so once these things became a television event, reality TV, if you will, it changed the whole dynamic of how they have to present themselves to the American people.
If you scratch your nose too many times, you're picking a booger, and nobody likes a booger picker.
Oh, exactly. Oh, no, you're a gold digger. My God. Well, and it kind of reminds me of like rock and roll. It used to be, you know, rock and roll bands were big because they made great music. And to a degree, that's still around. I'm not completely knocking it. But now you have to have the look.
Yeah.
You got to be able to present yourself in the visual medium on television and on YouTube now and these sorts of places. And so it's all about glitz and glam, and they're going to try to do their best zingers like Trump did in 2016. I'm just hoping for like a juicy, like just a huge faux pas, like somebody falling flat on their face. Literally, I would love to see somebody trip and fall on their way to the podium.
Oh, man, it's got to happen.
I want to see something ridiculous like that, and hopefully something that will surprise me for better or for worse. I would love to see something surprising.
The show's going to be good. I mean, and it's not even really a show, but it's going to be a show.
It's a show. It's a show. But anyway, folks, you're listening to Happy Hour. If you want to tune in, 272-9228, join the discussion. We're talking about the Democratic debate. There's some other things we could move on to. But yeah, 272-9228, you're listening to Happy Hour. Now, the luxurious voice of Greg Bedell to tell you about Delk and Tomlinson.
There are a few situations in life more difficult or challenging than divorce. Guys, if you find yourself in that situation, let me recommend you turn your situation over to Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, dedicated to serving men in matters of divorce. They bring a unique perspective to the life-changing challenges brought on by divorce. It's not about winning. It's about making sure that you get what you're entitled to, that your rights are protected, that every minute of child visitation is arranged for, that you walk away with your fair share of the estate you built together in that marriage. You planned, you worked hard, you made sacrifices, you got a nice home, savings, retirement, great kids. Their job is to deliver you and yours safely on the other side and keep you out of the emotional hassle. Do not try and handle this yourself. Turn it over to Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, making men matter. The number is 819-4810. That's 819-4810, or visit divorceformenalabama.com.
I'm Jared with Tire City and Automotive Service. We are offering a buy three tires, get the fourth free. That's right, buy three tires, get the fourth one free. Get unbelievable savings on over 700 tires we have in stock while supplies last. Visit TireCityAL.com.
Tire City. Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
Better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
This is James Cole with Control Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Former Alexander City Mayor Don McClellan has died. McClellan was currently the city's economic development director. City officials tell Alabama News Network he died of a heart attack. McClellan was 74 years old. And changes are coming to two Montgomery YMCA locations. The Westminster and Southeast locations will be merged into one branch that will be called Midtown YMCA. It'll be located in the current Southeast location. The building should open August 15th after renovations are complete. Montgomery County Commission Chair Elton Dean says the city needs more community centers to keep kids out of trouble. Dean says since community centers like Bellengrath and McIntyre are closed, kids now have nothing to do. He's asking local organizations to pitch in to help solve this problem. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. There is still a chance that you might encounter one of those widely scattered storms roaming around. Not many towns are going to get one, but a few lucky towns may, and they'll fade out later tonight, overnight low 72. Tomorrow, look for another scorcher of a day, high in the middle 90s, hot and humid with only spotty afternoon storms. The chances of running into one are really small, but if you get under one, you can get a lot of rain. Then thunderstorms will be a little bit better supply on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They'll still be random, but there'll be more storms to go around over the upcoming weekend. Maybe cool you down for a little while. Highs in the lower 90s over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way into the 4 o'clock portion of our rush hour, and traffic is starting to build up around the boulevard. Let's be careful as you approach the intersections. If you're in the downtown area, we're starting to see quite a bit of activity, as well as around the Air Force Base Gate, so let's be careful in those areas. And if you are on the interstates, everything is moving along at a speed limit ride both on I-65 and on I-85. Just be careful as you're headed out this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air with Life Flight. When seconds matter, trained professionals are there for you and those you love. Haynes Ambulance, I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey.
Welcome back to Happy Hour. Joey Clark alongside me now for this hour, for a time. Seth Spotlow.
Hey.
How you doing?
You doing good? Okay?
Yeah. I'm doing all right.
You getting sick?
Yeah, from reading all this news about the Democrats' debate tonight. Mm-hmm. Now let's do this from a different angle. There are going to be people up there on that stage that we don't know at all. Like Delaney is one guy's name. I don't know. Like a former congressman from Maryland?
Mm-hmm.
Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York. You know, the guy who dropped the groundhog? Punxsutawney Phil?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
They handed him the groundhog.
Did he jump? Was he scared?
No, it just like, it was one of those bad handoffs.
It's with like, an animal?
Yeah, it's like, here you go, don't drop him. Oh, no! And he just felt like he didn't hold on. He didn't, like, you know, tuck him in. He just kind of let him fall off his arm.
Never give him your baby.
And I have to say, Bill de Blasio did bring the country together. A few months ago, or a month or two ago, he announced his candidacy to be president of the United States. And Democrats and Republicans, independents, people don't even give a whip about politics at all. They're all united in saying, wait, the guy who dropped the groundhog, he's running? No! We don't want you as president. I have no clue why he's running. But we'll get into the other side of the dais. It'll be all these folks on stage, 10 podiums for 10 Democrats. But on the other side, asking them questions will be the moderators. You know, that crack-savvy staff from NBC. It'll be good.
And not just one.
Right.
It doesn't take one. It takes four.
It takes four of them. It's Savannah Guthrie of the Today Show. Today, Junior. Savannah Guthrie of the Today Show. Lester Holt of NBC Nightly News. Chuck Todd, who looks like a groundhog himself
yes,
these days. From Meet the Press. And Rachel Maddow from MSNBC. As well as Jose Diaz-Balart of Telemundo.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's going to be quite the moderating panel. It takes four of these yahoos to question 10. We should be having a lot of fun with... Oh, hello, LaDonna.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Hey, what brings you
my
upstairs?
My two favorite fellows here.
You got some free time? Wanted to come hang out?
No, actually, I wanted to step in and let folks know we are still meeting at Baumhauer's tonight.
Okay.
Even though Greg's not going to be there.
All right.
He'll be there in spirit. But I just wanted to tell everybody to come out. We usually start gathering sometime after 5.
Okay.
So,
you
please.
Are the host with the most.
I am.
Yes. Y'all look for LaDonna. She's very charming and very personable. And don't feel intimidated by this group of characters that surround the round tables at the end of the bar.
No one has gotten bitten yet.
No, not yet. Not yet. At least not unwillingly.
But yeah, I'll introduce you to everybody. So just come on out.
Baumhauer's on the Boulevard. Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
On the Boulevard.
Yes, y'all check it out.
You said he was in spirit. It made me think he died.
Oh, Greg is still alive and well. Don't start that,
his
Seth.
His spirit's way down there.
That.
His spirit is not going to be here.
Don't give him any ideas.
Good Lord, sir.
Greg, I hope you're not listening.
Here, I'm kind of curious who's on line one here. Well, let's see who it is. News Talk, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Clint, Mr. Clark.
Oh, hello, Clint.
Buddy, your show last night was doggone good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it was an interesting program.
Oh, and thank you for contributing.
And I thank you for taking my call last night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got the hots for Julie Andrews. It's now clear.
Well, check out the movie, so.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's out there.
All right.
Trust me. But, hey, you know the most interesting person I'm going to see tonight on the debate?
Who?
Pocahontas.
Oh, Elizabeth Warren, yeah.
I think she's going to be really the most important one up there tonight.
Yeah, she's leading the polls. She'll be the one with the most support up there on tonight's debate stage.
Yes, sir. All right, what you going to talk about tonight at 6?
I have no clue, Clint.
No clue.
I've got to get through another few hours here of happy hour, then I can decide what I'm going to talk about on the Joey Clark.
You've done a good job, my man.
Thank you, Clint. Appreciate
it. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Yeah, it's interesting just sitting up here hosting, because Greg really is. I mean, there's no replacing Greg Budell. I mean, I can cover for him. I can guest host, but nobody is Greg Budell
There's no one like him.
What a guy. And he's just got a story for everything. He's had a lot of experience in the business. He really is a dream to work with. I mean, there's some days where he's in a mood where it's like, oh, God. Mm. And folks, if you think he's putting on the rants or Greg is Greg on air, off air. I mean, he just mooches more at Baumhauer's.
Mooches more?
Yeah, he hates it when I bring it up, but I mean, isn't he the one surfing across the tables? And he's like, oh, could I have that fried pickle? Oh, a sweet potato fry. Thank you so much.
Are you talking about food here?
You can eat those gooey fries? He buys plenty of things. He's always hooking up show and Miss Ritterbuttle.
You got to try everything when you're there.
Oh,
so how else can you do that unless you mooch off other folks?
Exactly. And I've heard those sweet potato fries and the Thai chili sauce.
Oh, man. When I was there, I had that burger with the egg on it.
Oh, the hangover burger?
Oh, that looks so good.
That's one one of my new favorites over there.
It was good. And then there was that avocado come out of nowhere.
It's good, man. It's a good mix, and the egg yolk starts running down. It's messy.
It's so messy.
You know, this is why you have napkins.
Nah.
The messier, the better, I say.
Yeah. I can take a shower to get it out of my beard later. Just let's enjoy ourselves. If you're worried about getting messy, you ain't having fun.
That's
all right.
That's right.
All right. Okay. But these moderators, I want to get back to them, back to the point at hand. Again, it is Savannah Guthrie of the Today Show, Lester Holt of NBC Nightly News, Chuck Todd, you know, Mr. Groundhog, Mr. Gopher, and Rachel Maddow. Oh, happy day. I know. Yeah, you know, if Fox did a debate, I'm sure they would have Sean Hannity up there.
Of course.
Right. I'm sure Laura Ingraham or Tucker Carlson would be accepted as a impartial moderator.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
You think they're going to have a lot of arguments between themselves?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm hoping for.
Oh, okay.
It's just utter nonsense and gaga amok. That's what I'm hoping for.
Let me finish my question.
What, no, you went over your time. No, I did not. I still have another 10 seconds, and because you said I went over my time, you stole another 10 from me, so at least give me 20 seconds.
Oh man.
Can I finish? Terrible. Can I finish? Hold on. Let me finish. Let me finish. All right. And then Jose Diaz Balart of Telemundo.
Ooh, Jose's gonna get him.
Well, and these folks actually do have a history of, and this is the guess, that they're going to try to goad these 10 Democrats up on the stage to talk about Donald Trump. Because even though there's a bit of a Trump slump going on in terms of media ratings, there was a Trump bump to begin with, but the Trump slump is now in effect. That essentially, people are tired of the news always being about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Even the people that like Donald Trump, it's like, really?
Yeah.
Or this is what we're constantly doing every day? But I have a feeling they're going to go back to this well, and these moderators have a history of bringing up things about the president. For instance, in May, Savannah Guthrie asked Joe Biden's lovely wife, she is adorable, Jill Biden, Dr. Jill Biden, excuse me,
she would have to be lovely to put up with him.
Indeed. Savannah Guthrie asked Jill Biden if she thought Trump was, quote, a threat to the very essence of the country.
Oh, where's my violin?
I know. Lester Holt of NBC Nightly News wondered if the president was capable of human emotions when he once asked Donald Trump Jr. if his father was, quote, a man that can cry, can he emote? Wait, I thought the criticism of Trump, he's too erratic, he's too emotional. He can't stay focused on something.
But they want him to cry now.
Right. Does he even have a heart? Does he even have a...
That's where it's leading to, no heart.
Does it say emote?
Is he really a cross between the Tin Man and the Cowardly Lion? Or, no, wait. It's the lion that wanted the heart, right? But he wanted courage. And the Tin Man...
The Tin Man wanted the heart.
Oh, the Tin Man wanted the heart.
Yes.
The Lion wanted the courage.
Yes.
And the Scarecrow wanted a brain.
Yes.
Yeah, you're better off without one, man, especially if you're a voter in 2020. Chuck Todd wondered if, in fact, quote, perhaps now we need to face this uncomfortable question. What if the president is the crisis? Big deep thoughts coming out of Chuck Todd's weird little gopher brain.
Goodness.
Big deep thoughts. And Rachel Maddow has openly cheered for Bernie Sanders, as she told the socialist senator, Democratic socialist, thank you very much. It's different than Stalinism, though Moscow had incredible, incredible social programs, educational programs. They would gather the youth of the Soviet Union together. They'd go swimming together. And, I mean, it was wonderful. I mean, I've never seen anything like that in this country. She told Bernie Sanders, you've turned out these big crowds. You've inspired 200,000 volunteers. You moved people. It's a remarkable thing as a liberal to see the success you're having. Good luck to you, sir. That's what Rachel Maddow told Bernie Sanders.
Oh, I feel moved when I hear him.
And as for Diaz Balart of Telemundo, he described the first year of Trump in apocalyptic terms. 1 year of Trump, fear, threats, and anxiety.
The world ends.
Well, after doing this little profile here, I have to say, I think these moderators are perfect for the Democrats.
This is going to be great.
Yeah, I think they're right at home.
Dude, I'm watching it on Telemundo tonight.
How long is this debate going to be?
2 hours.
2 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're going to pack in 2 hours to this.
10 candidates.
Right.
Okay, 2 hours a night?
Wait, so that's 120 minutes plus like all the intros, all this crap. So essentially, I don't think they're going to do commercial. They might do like a, you know, when you're at a play, you get a nice reprieve there for a little bit. But I don't think there's going to be commercials. So let's say, just make it easy, 120 minutes, 10 candidates, so like 12 minutes a candidate.
And a lot of arguing.
Like, could you really lay out who you are, what you're all about in a detailed way in 12 minutes? I suppose if you got really good at it, you could. But it's not 12 minutes straight either. It's like spliced and diced, and you got to respond to all the other crazies
on
stage.
That's the thing, responding.
Right. I wonder if any of these candidates has ever stepped up to a debate stage and had like a identity crisis. Like, in the back. It's like, what am I doing? I'm a fraud. I'm a fraud, sir. I'm a fraud.
Oh, they're going to break down. Somebody's going to cry.
You get yourself together. You've got donors that have given you millions of dollars, but I don't want to do it anymore.
And then they trip on the steps, walk up. Oh, it's
right.
Great.
They're going to find me out.
Right. I'm a fraud. But we'll get more into all this crap.
Exactly.
That's what it is, though.
You nailed it.
No, and again, I've been mentioning this for now for 2 days. I saw this on a Facebook post, so you know it's true. They've now created this device, an apparatus of some. It's you could call it a harness. Like, you have a new dog, Allie,
and
you have like the. It's not just a collar with a leash, but you have kind of the harness, so you can grab
you can
her from.
Buckle her into the car too.
Right. They now have one of these things. I don't know if it was repurposed or resized or whatever, but they now have it for your pet chicken.
Aww.
So you can walk down the street with your pet hen.
Oh my!
I don't know
goodness.
If they have one for roosters or if it would be that much of a difference.
Can you imagine trying to get that on?
I know, man. It's just like the world.
I can tell Allie to sit, but what do you tell a chicken?
Yeah, like, I've seen people walking their cat, and obviously walking their dogs.
I've at least trained a cat.
Yeah.
And it takes a little while.
I had a leash for my ferret.
What?
I had a ferret, and I had a leash for him.
Why am I not surprised?
Because I'm that guy that has weird critters.
Right.
I had.
So
and you would
cute,
go
though.
For a walk with your ferret?
Yeah, I'd have him on a leash and he'd run around and, man, I could throw him in the hood of my hoodie and he'd hide back there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was kind of cute.
Anyway, we got to hit a break. We'll continue to cover all the fun stuff. Yes, and again, tonight.
Please.
Even though Greg is not in town, the Knights of the Round Table.
That's right. Knights of the Round Table.
They're congregating.
Yeah, right there at the end of the bar, you'll see the round tables.
Baumhauer's Victory there. Grill on the Boulevard.
That's it.
And when do you start getting together?
A little after 5:30.
Okay,
so.
Very cool. Well, it's good seeing you up here, LaDonna.
Yeah,
I always
nice.
See you downstairs, but it's good seeing you up here.
I know. It's been a minute.
Thank you for stopping by.
Yeah, enjoyed it.
Anyway, we'll be right back.
Do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, the goal is to help you see life clearly. Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. Ian Shin. Montgomery Eye provides their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. They utilize cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and your history. A custom LASIK procedure from Montgomery Eye allows you to focus on the mission at hand without glasses or contacts that can get in the way. That's why Montgomery Eye offers a LASIK discount for military personnel and first responders. At Montgomery Eye, your vision is our vision. Call 272-2020 or visit www.getlasik.me to schedule your free LASIK consultation.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks. Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Bond Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg or each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about 8 different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Montgomery Skywatch in the middle of our 4 o'clock hour, and we have a lot of traffic out on the boulevard this afternoon. Please be careful around the intersections. If you are on the interstates, we don't see any trouble for you at all. Both I-65 and I-85 have the traffic moving along at a speed limit ride, and there's no big delays on the 31s. We do have an accident in Midtown Montgomery. It's at South Panama Street and Cherry Street, so be careful in that area. Trenum State is offering CompTIA Security A-plus classes from July 22nd to August 19th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Introducing the new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's. It comes with a new bacon double stack made with a quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef and topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon. Plus 4 nuggets, fries, and a drink all for just $5. That's right, just $5. The new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's is everything you could ever want. Well, at least for lunch. Try Wendy's new $5 Biggie Bag today. Biggie Bag includes 4-piece nuggets, small fries, and a small drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Approximate weight before cooking. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Spilled your juice? Quick, the Quicker Picker Upper. Bounty is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. It cleans up messes and spills quicker, so you can get back to the party. Bounty, the Quicker Picker Upper.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Former Alexander City Mayor Don McClellan has died. McClellan was currently the city's economic development director. City officials tell Alabama News Network he died of a heart attack. McClellan was 74 years old. Montgomery County Commission Chair Elton Dean says the city needs more community centers to keep kids out of trouble. Dean says since community centers like Bellengrath and McIntyre are closed, kids now have nothing to do. He's asking local organizations to pitch in to help solve this problem. And changes are coming to two Montgomery YMCA locations. The Westminster and Southeast locations will be merged into one branch that will be called Midtown YMCA. It'll be located in the current Southeast location. The building should open August 15th after renovations are complete. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Well, hi, everybody. There is still a chance that you might encounter one of those widely scattered storms roaming around. Not many towns are going to get one, but a few lucky towns may, and they'll fade out later tonight, overnight low 72. Tomorrow, look for another scorcher of a day, high in the middle 90s, hot and humid with only spotty afternoon storms. The chances of running into one are really small, but if you get under one, you can get a lot of rain. Then thunderstorms will be a little bit better supply on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They'll still be random, but there'll be more storms to go around over the upcoming weekend. Maybe cool you down for a little while. Highs in the lower 90s over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to Happy Hour, folks. Now, before we continue to focus on the future, including the very near future with tonight's debate between the first 10 Democrats, the slugfest down in South Beach, as they are debating in Miami. It'll be on NBC News, I believe, for us here in America. NBC News tonight and tomorrow night. The first 10 go tonight, headlined by Elizabeth Warren, as well as the likes of Cory Booker, Beto O'Rourke, and bunch of other people who really aren't that important. I'm sure they're important in terms of their human beings made in the image and likeness of God, and they have dignity and personalities, all that stuff. But as far as the polls are concerned, and the popularity contest is concerned, they're not as important. Though it would be cool to see somebody right now on the bottom rung of the polls break out in some way, just, you know, so something interesting happens. But before we continue doing that, focusing on tonight's debate, as well as other news, including the news that Robert Mueller will testify in front of Congress the 17th of July, and what could possibly happen there, I want to do a little blast from the past with a broadcaster that, well, his notoriety was earned, Paul Harvey. This is a classic monologue he delivered. In a very terse 2 minutes and 48 seconds. You know, I've been saying, how much can you say about yourself or the world, the country, in 60 seconds? Really, a total of about 10 minutes that you can hope for in this 2-hour debate split up amongst 10 people. But some people do have the gift of really painting a picture. And in Paul Harvey's case, this is only 2 minutes and 48 seconds long. It's a classic. Maybe gives us some perspective on where we are today. So let's give it a listen. Take it away, Paul.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and 4/5 of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. What'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing. Paul Harvey.
Good day.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You know, most of us wake up every morning with a gift. It's all of our fingers and toes, full mobility, and the stuff that we kind of take for granted. But thanks to the gang at Gulf States Mobility, there are people who thought because they came home a wounded warrior or were in a car wreck or some other type of accident that they would never be able to drive again. They would be forever dependent on somebody else to help them live their life. Thanks to the technologies at Gulf States Mobility, many of those folks are back driving. They've taken back that part of their life. A home that looked like it would have to be sold. I can't use it. Well, they do chairlifts for stairs, ramps, rails. Gulf States Mobility has made those homes livable, safely accessible again, diminishing the risk of any further injury. And for those who can drive but must get around by wheelchair, the end of trying to get a wheelchair loaded into a vehicle by yourself is now over. The MV1, also available at Gulf States Mobility with one button touch. Ramp comes down, the driver wheels in, locks into position, and is on their way. It's restoring choice to lives that have been affected by the worst possible set of circumstances. That's what they do every day at Gulf States Mobility. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson not only do a great job, but they've been working with the VA, government agencies, insurance companies. They're fighters for the people that are their clients. You can reach Gulf States Mobility at 514-6590. If you don't have any, please look them up and like them on Facebook for the work they do.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Heirloom Jewelers is on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from Do Re Mi Karaoke. At Heirloom Jewelers, you can buy, sell, or trade jewelry. And Troop Booth is the salesperson, the general manager, the owner. Troop Booth is everything at Heirloom Jewelers, which means you don't pay markup for salespeople and general managers and all that other stuff like you do at the other places. You want to buy, sell, or trade jewelry right here in the River Region? Go to Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, Tuesday through Friday till 5 o'clock, Saturday, 9 till noon. Heirloom Jewelers.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This network on Wall Street, stocks closing mixed as investors wait for a possible trade deal with China. Among the gainers today, tech and energy companies, while real estate and utilities were among the laggards. The Dow falling 11 points, the Nasdaq up 25, S&P 500 down 4. And as the summer begins, who's thinking about going back to school? Apparently, Target is. And already getting in gear for the season and expanding its uniform selection with the Cat and Jack Kids line and launching a new tween girl brand with clothes, school supplies, and more. Target will also be having new back-to-college sections in more than 700 stores near college campuses. And although the economy appears to be robust, many Americans are feeling skittish as they look to the future, with 40% of people polled by Bankrate.com saying that they feel that the next recession has already begun or will begin within the next 12 months. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
Giving voice to liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yes, the Joey Clark Radio Hour may be from 6 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, but right now it's happy hour, and I, Joey Clark, am filling in for Greg Budell here on the first day before the evening when the Democrat debates begin. By the way, I know 6 to 7 isn't always a convenient time for those of you out in terrestrial radio land, so the Joey Clark Radio Hour is also a podcast available anywhere podcasts are available. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud. Take your pick. Set it up that way, so please, if you could do me a favor, go and subscribe to the Joey Clark Radio Hour on, say, Apple Podcast or Google Play or Spotify and give it a review. Let's get some buzz going. I'll be there tonight, 6 to 7, doing the Joey Clark Radio Hour. But for now, happy hour continues. And, well, something funny has already happened down in Miami at the scene of the Democratic debates. There are 24 candidates running for the Democratic nomination to be president of these United States. So many candidates that, well, it's hard to keep track of everybody who is, in fact, running. Now, you would think this one gentleman could be remembered by his silly last name, Governor John Hickenlooper, the guy who I believed, maybe it was a mistake, but I don't know, who went and saw a porno in the movie theater with his mother. Bad move, John. Anyway, John Hickenlooper apparently just showed up at security, at the security desk for his credentials. He'll be on the stage tomorrow night, but he'll be in the audience tonight watching the first 10 Democrats go. And as all these folks descend and file into the arena, security guards are even having trouble identifying candidates from, well, the rest of the unwashed masses. Apparently, John Hickenlooper, when he showed up at the credentials desk, was asked by security, "Are you here to pick up your press credentials?" And Hickenlooper responded, "No, I'm a candidate." This is bad news for Mr. Hickenlooper. He's not that memorable. Doesn't have one, you know, he's got one of those faces that would be really good, you know, for like an accountant or your PE teacher. I'm just picking professions out of a hat, folks. But Hickenlooper needs more than just his silly last name. Now, Colorado's been leading the way in the nation on legalizing certain substances, whether it's cannabis or, I believe, they're the ones in Denver who decriminalized what some folks on the street call magic mushrooms or psilocybin mushrooms. But I don't know if you can really run a presidential campaign on that, but he'll have his chance. All these folks will have their chance, including Marianne Williamson, who I believe is somewhat of a witch or a Wiccan or whatever. Andrew Yang as well. Now, I'll give Mr. Yang his due. Yang's just so close to something else, thus why I giggle. I am a child, folks. I am, in many ways, an immature child. But Mr. Yang, Andrew Yang, I think, is the most reasonable of all the people running. And that's just from me watching interviews, reading interviews. I like Andrew Yang. I don't agree with him, really, on many things, but I find him to be a thoughtful, earnest person. So maybe he'll get a chance. And again, he'll be tomorrow night. But we'll see. We'll see what comes of tonight's debate. But coming up, I want to share a hot take from the libertarian website Reason.com. It's by Eric Boehm. The headline is, "Don't watch this week's Democratic debates. Do anything else, literally anything else, please." That'll be coming up after the top of the hour. For now, we got to hit a break. Traffic and much more.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Montgomery Skywatch, getting closer to our 5 o'clock rush hour, and things are getting busy out on the roadways. We see a lot of traffic on the boulevard. It is stop and go around the south side near the Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway. There's also a lot of congestion between the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway. If you're on the interstates, I-65 is moving along just fine. We're starting to have a little bit of a delay around the interchange on 85 South, so be careful there. We also have an accident on I-85. It's on the northbound side right at the Taylor Road off-ramp, so be careful there. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza, Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Sally Beauty, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's my policy to never suggest you spend money where I haven't spent my own. And that's why I'm a proud three-time purchaser at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars, and suggest the next time you have need for an extra vehicle or you have a new driver in the family, you start your shopping with Tip Tames and that incredible team they've got at Jack Ingram. First of all, it's not going to be like your typical or what you perceive to be your typical used car shopping experience. The utmost in professionalism. They have a great inventory of all types of vehicles. In fact, I bought basically what was a brand new Rogue, but it was a signature used car with only 2,000 miles on it. I was able to get the full 100,000 bumper-to-bumper mileage. And you know what else I did? I lowered my payment by $130 a month. I'll tell you, that is a great team of people there, and we are not once, but twice, but three times very happy with the deals we got at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. 235 Northeastern Bypass. But you can browse online because they're proud of those cars. They've all got good vehicle histories, beautiful gleaming bodies, and you can shop with confidence because the Ingram team of mechanics has carefully vetted the quality of the engine in every single vehicle. JackIngram.com or stop by and see Tip and his team. The Budells have done it three times, and we will be back.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
The best things in life.
Hi, folks. Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
Abdul Lebo, you're going to be the next Greg Udell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do you need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
Now, folks, we're going to break up the monotony, break it up good. All this talk of the Democrats debating tonight, I feel like a little bit of comedy. So here's a comedy classic delivered in only a way Norm MacDonald can, the moth joke.
Back, I'm sitting with Norm MacDonald, and now not all your material comes from the news. Is that right?
You know, my strongest material comes from real life.
Real life?
Like, for instance, today I was driving in a car. Mm-hmm. You were kind enough to bring a car to bring this old chunk of coal here to the studio.
We send cars for our guests, yes.
Yeah, so I got in it, and I get material that way, so my driver...
What do you mean? How do you get material that way? You get in the car, and what happens?
My driver tells me a joke.
The driver we sent to pick you up told you a joke.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell it now on the show.
Yeah, that's how I get a lot of my material.
Okay. Why don't we just have him on next time?
That guy. No, wait till you hear me do it. So the guy, he goes, I'll be the guy.
Okay.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office.
Right? You are correct. A moth goes into a podiatrist's office, mm-hmm. and the podiatrist's office says, "What's the problem?" And the moth says, "What's the problem? Where do I begin, man?" He goes, "I go to work for Gregory Alinovich, and all day long I work." Honestly, Doc, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. I don't even know if Gregory Alinovich knows. He only knows that he has power over me, and that seems to bring him happiness. But I don't know. I wake up in a malaise, and I walk here and there. The podiatrist says, "Oh, yeah?" And the moth goes, "Yes." And he goes, "At night, I sometimes wake up, and I turn to some old lady in my bed that's on my arm, a lady that I once loved, Doc. I don't know where to turn to. My youngest, Alexandria. She fell in the cold of last year. Mm-hmm. The cold took her down as it did many of us. And my other boy. And this is the hardest pill to swallow, Doc. My other boy, Gregorio Ivanilidovich. I no longer love him. As much as it pains me to say, when I look in his eyes, all I see is the same cowardice that I catch when I take a glimpse of my own face in the mirror. If only the cowardice was stronger, then perhaps I could bring myself to reach over to that cocked and loaded gun that lays on the bedside behind me. And in this hellish facade once
How
and
long
for
a
all,
drive was this? Do you live in the valley? Where do you live? Please, sorry.
He says, "Doc, sometimes I feel like a spider, even though I'm a moth, just barely hanging on to my web with an everlasting fire underneath me. I'm not feeling good." And so the doctor says, "Moth, man, you're troubled. But you should be seeing a psychiatrist. Why on earth did you come here?" And then the moth said, "Because the light was on."